It's a big night for college football in the last night of the season. The regular season ended a month ago, and finally Auburn and Oregon play in the national championship game. NPR's Tom Goldman is with us from Scottsdale, Arizona, near the site of the game, which will be played in Glendale. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Let's just review here. This is the, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the 88th or 89th bowl game of the season? But this is the one for the title.
I thought it was in triple figures,
no,
but yeah, it's the biggie.
And so how good is this matchup going to be?
Super good, Steve, if I can say that. There is a huge demand for tickets. Get this. I know a guy who put 4 tickets up for sale online as a joke for $80,000, mm-hmm. and he got a call from someone who was interested. But then he said no because he found 4 for $48,000. It's crazy money being tossed around. Prices for individual tickets reportedly as high as $15,000. Another indication of the madness, the judicial system in Alabama, where Auburn is located, is delaying cases so people can watch the game. And an indicted casino owner charged with bribing Alabama politicians, he got a 72-hour pass to come to Arizona to watch the game.
Well, you know, if you've already got your tickets, you've got to be able to use them. The judge is going to be sympathetic.
That's right, even if you're indicted, exactly.
Now, Auburn has not won a national title in more than 50 years. Oregon has not won. What makes this game so special?
Well, just that. These guys are a couple of fresh faces on the mega stage. Neither has played in the BCS championship game since it went to this number one versus number two format in 1998. They are both undefeated with explosive offenses. Oregon scores over 49 points a game. Auburn scores about 43 points a game. They have exciting individual players. We've all heard of Cam Newton, the high Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, 6'6", 250. He's bigger than most Oregon defenders. And, you know, of course, there's this curiosity factor about Newton and the scandal that dogged him all season when the NCAA ruled he's eligible to play tonight because the NCAA said he didn't know his dad was shopping him around when Cam was being recruited at Mississippi State. Some don't believe he didn't know, mostly Oregon fans, and they wish he wasn't eligible for the game.
I guess you're one of those Oregon fans.
Busted, okay? I'm an Oregon alum, Steve. I will have you know, however, that I am not letting that affect my job. In fact, a Duck fan who's a friend, he berated me for not accepting a quacker. That's a kazoo in the shape of a duck bill that makes quacking noise, and I won't make that now. He said I should have one in the press box. I told him I have my ethics.
But now what about Auburn? I mean, I assume you're going to pay attention to the other team here. What has really made them so successful?
Well, Cam Newton has made them successful, and they've got a great defense, a great defensive line headed by a defensive tackle named Nick Fairley. He's an All-American. A very good team, but you got to put it squarely on the shoulders of Cam Newton. They wouldn't be the same team without him.
So how will the Ducks compete?
Well, they're not going to stop Newton. What they would like to do is pressure him with their defensive line. Oregon doesn't want him to get comfortable and set up his ability to pass or pick out running lanes. And that's a big challenge for Oregon because Auburn has a massive offensive line. The players average 304 pounds. It's hard to push them around.
Okay, so Auburn's got some big guys, but Oregon's got the quackers. You blow the quackers at them a couple times and they'll have nothing left.
Yeah, it'll make them fall over, either that or the Ducks' speed, because the Ducks have this hurry-up offense that leaves opponents gassed. They're the fastest team in the nation, and Auburn just is going to try and prevent them from running past them.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman covering tonight's national championship college football game.